By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Wassalatu Wassalamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya wal-Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, you are watching Rise and Shine. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, every single day, Alhamdulillah, we have a new topic. Each and every single day, Alhamdulillah, we have a daily reminder, a daily Hadith Sharif. This is really important, my dear viewers, Alhamdulillah. But we always begin by first listening to the glorious Quran. Yes, that book which was given down, the last and final book. Why is it the last and final book? Because it was given to the last and final prophet and messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam, the greatest of all prophets. Yes, the greatest of all prophets, the greatest of all creation, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Now this book was granted to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam all the way up until today, and shall remain forever. That's a separate point. But up until today, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whatever was revealed, the Quran, my dear viewers, every single part of it, every single chapter, every single verse, every single line, word, every single letter has been preserved, Alhamdulillah. That which was gifted, that which was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the Ummah, we still have. It has been over 1400 years. But yet we have, my dear viewers, such a special book, the greatest of all books. Such a special book. But we do not give it that importance. Sadly, we rarely read this book. Rarely do we read this book. Rarely do we read the glorious Quran. Now, inshallah, this is not my topic for today. But we always do, alhamdulillah, speak about various things anyway, my dear viewers. But inshallah, today inshallah, it is a day we can begin. We can begin reading the glorious Quran. First, let's inshallah, let's listen to the glorious Quran. Let's listen to the glorious Quran. We have listened to Surah Al-Fatiha. I repeat these each and every single day. So we began with Surah Al-Fatiha, followed by Surah Baqarah, the longest chapter of the glorious Quran. 286 ayat. And then followed by Surah Ali Imran. And now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we are on Surah An-Nisa. We are on the fourth chapter, and we have reached the fifth para, the fifth part of the glorious Quran. Alhamdulillah. Let's listen to the Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon shaitan mardood se.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Allah ke naam se shuru jo nihayat meherban rahm wala.
يريد الله ليبين لكم ويهديكم سنن الذين من قبلكم ويتوب عليكم والله عليم حكيم.
اللہ چاہتا ہے کہ اپنے احکام تمہارے لیے صاف بیان کر دے اور تمہیں اگلوں کی روشیں یعنی طور طریقے بتا دے اور تم پر اپنی رحمت سے رجوع فرمائے اور اللہ علم و حکمت والا ہے.
وَاللَّهُ يُرِيدُ أَن يَتُوبَ عَلَيْكُمْ وَيُرِيدُ الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الشَّهَوَاتِ أَن عظيما
اور اللہ تم پر اپنی رحمت سے رجوع فرمانا چاہتا ہے اور جو اپنے مزوں کے پیچھے پڑے ہیں وہ چاہتے ہیں کہ تم سیدھی راہ سے بہت الگ ہو جاؤ
يريد الله ان يخفف عنكم وخلق الانسان ضعيفا
اللہ چاہتا ہے کہ تم پر تخفیف یعنی آسانی کرے اور آدمی کمزور بنایا گیا
یا ایہا الذین آمنوا لا تأکلوا اموالکم بینکم بالباطل الا ان تکون تجارتا عن تراض منکم
اے ایمان والو آپس میں ایک دوسرے کے مال ناحق نہ کھاؤ مگر یہ کہ کوئی سودا تمہاری باہمی رضامندی کا ہو
وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِكُمْ رَحِيمًا
اور اپنی جانیں قتل نہ کرو بے شک اللہ تم پر مہربان ہے
وَمَن يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ عُدْوَانًا وَظُلْمًا فَسَوْفَ نُصْلِيهِ نَارًا
اور جو ظلم و زیادتی سے ایسا کرے گا تو ان قریب ہم اسے آگ میں داخل کریں گے
وَكَانَ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرًا
اور یہ اللہ کو آسان ہے
اِن تَجْتَنِبُوا كَبَائِرَ مَا تُنْهَوْنَ عَنْهُ نُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَنُدْخِلْكُمْ مُدْخَلًا كَرِيمًا
اگر بچتے رہو کبیرہ گناہوں سے جن کی تمہیں ممانعت ہے تو تمہارے اور گناہ ہم بخش دیں گے اور تمہیں عزت کی جگہ داخل کریں گے
وَلَا تَتَمَنَّوْا مَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بِهِ بَعْضَكُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ
اور اس کی آرزو نہ کرو جس سے اللہ نے تم میں ایک کو دوسرے پر بڑائی دی
لِلرِّجَالِ نَصِيبٌ مِّمَّا اكْتَسَبُوا
مردوں کے لیے ان کی کمائی سے حصہ ہے
وَلِلنِّسَاءِ نَصِيبٌ مِّمَّا اكْتَسَبْنَ
اور عورتوں کے لیے ان کی کمائی سے حصہ
وَاسْأَلُوا اللَّهَ مِن فَضْلِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا
اور اللہ سے اس کا فضل مانگو بے شک اللہ سب کچھ جانتا ہے
وَلِكُلٍ جَعَلْنَا مَوَالِيَ مِمَّا تَرَكَ الْوَالِدَانِ وَالْأَقْرَبُونَ
اور ہم نے سب کے لیے مال کے مستحق بنا دیے ہیں جو کچھ چھوڑ جائیں ماں باپ اور قرابت والے
والذین عقدت ایمانکم فآتوہم نصیبہم
اور وہ جن سے تمہارا حلف بند چکا انہیں ان کا حصہ دو
ان اللہ کان علی کل شیء شہیدا
بے شک ہر چیز اللہ کے سامنے ہے
صدق اللہ العظیم
صلو علی الحبیب صلو اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلو اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم نیویوز آف مدنی چلو ماشاء اللہ عز و جل you are watching Rise and Shine we have just listened to the glorious Quran the recitation of the Holy Quran And alhamdulillah, please do, by the way, my dear viewers, please do make the intention to not only, yes, inshallah, each and every single day, try to listen to the glorious Quran whilst watching Rise and Shine, but also, my dear viewers, please recite the glorious Quran. Please do take your time out, open the glorious Quran, read the glorious Quran, really, please do read it, and you will enjoy it, honestly. It's not something which you will get bored of. It's not like that. Alhamdulillah, this is one of the miracles, the beauties, of the Holy Quran, that a person is possible, you've not read it in a long time. Let's just say, I've not read it in a whole year. And yes, this has happened on more than a year for many a time, for many a people. More than a year has been since they've opened the glorious Quran. You know, so many people would not even have a glorious Quran in their own home, which would be shocking for many too, my dear viewers. But sometimes what happens is, what does happen nowadays, is that when somebody becomes ill, they become severely ill, That's when what happens is the family gets together and they begin to read the glorious Quran. But sadly, many of them do not even know how to read the Quran. Because, and regularly, Madhavi was, you know, we are sometimes called for, let's just say, a khatam or something, when somebody is very, very ill, to, you know, do prayers, etc., to read, to recite, and things along these lines. Even like, for example, a khatam qadiriyah, which is very, very good, very, very good. For those who have somebody who is ill or in any sort of worry or problem, they should recite this khatam qadiriyah. Inshallah, things would become better for them. Now, we go to such places and we speak to the people, and suddenly they do not even know how to read Arabic. Allahu Akbar, they do not know how to read Arabic, they do not know how to read the Holy Quran. This is a big problem. That's because we never open the Quran up to read. We need to learn how to read. And Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, Madhavi was, well, one thing is you can go online and you can listen to, I think even it's available on YouTube, on Madani Channel English. We find that, mashallah, the Qaida, which we generally consider a preliminary book before going onto the Quran, as to how to read the Arabic language. So now this Qaida, Madhavi was, it is taught online. For those that wish, they can download the application. Whether you have, whatever phone you have, whatever phone it is, you can go on the place where you download applications, and you will be able to, if you search for Madani Qaida, you will be able to download it. Now there, not only is there the book available, but if you were to click on it, the sounds are also available. So if you were to, for example, on the first page, if you were to click on the first letter, it would say out the words, it would speak them, it would say Alif, and then Ba, it would tell you as to how to pronounce them too. So mashallah, there's all these things which are made available, but yet we are not making use of them. Please do learn how to read the glorious Quran. And yes, one thing is learning, yes, you can learn yourself, but also you must read to somebody else. Because just learning itself will not be sufficient. You do not even know if you are reading it right or not. Sometimes what happens, my dear viewers, is that we think we know it. Even, you know, it could be the best of us. We think we know it, and a month, 2 months, 3 months, a year down the line, we are reading it. And we only then do we realize that we've been making this same mistake every single day. So this is another thing which is, mashallah, alhamdulillah, we have pointed out. That read, even if you do know, let's just say even for myself, alhamdulillah, I know how to read my salah. So if I was to read my salah each and every single day, now sometimes what can happen is subconsciously, without you thinking, you may read something wrong just once. It may be something simple which you maybe you're not thinking about it. This is the problem. We're not really thinking, because what do we do? Well, so in salah we just read, and we continue to read and read and read, and then we go to the next action, etc. This is what happens. So sometimes we make a mistake and we ourselves do not realize. Although if somebody else was to read it out loud, then we would say, oh no, this is wrong. So we do know it. It's not that we don't know it. For some that would say, oh no, I know my salah. I'm sure I know my salah. Just trust me, even if you do know, it shall be, inshallah, a means of reward for you. Read it to somebody else. When you read it aloud, when you read it to somebody else, there may be something which you didn't even realize. We're all human. We make mistakes. So inshallah, that could be corrected too, my dear viewers. As I was saying, please do learn how to read the glorious Quran. The only time we do read it is when somebody is very, very ill, and then we don't even know how to read. Allahu Akbar. Well, that's the only time we will read. But what we do realize is, in such a situation, we enjoy reading. This was the initial point I was making, that we enjoy reading, don't we? But this is what it takes. It takes you to go perform ablution, you to be in the state of purity, and then for you to just open the glorious Quran, inshallah, when you read it, you shall enjoy it. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah, after having listened to the glorious Quran, we move on to the Na'at Sharif of the greatest of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
کوئی اب میری نگاہ بھیجتا نہیں کوئی اب میری نگاہوں میں جچتا نہیں کوئی من کلم طرقت عینی واجمل من کلم تلد النساء خلقت مبرم من کل عیب کأنك قد خلقت کما تشاء اب میری نگاہوں میں جچتا نہیں کوئی اب میری نگاہوں میں جچتا نہیں کوئی اب میری نگاہوں میں جچتا نہیں کوئی جیسے میرے سرکار کوئی جیسے میرے سرکار ہے جیسے میرے سرکار ہے ارباب نظر کو کوئی ایسا نہ ملے گا وہ بندے تو بہت مل جائیں گے پر آقا نہ ملے گا اگر ڈھونڈے گی ثانی محمد ارسانی تو بڑی چیز ہے سایہ نہ ملے گا جیسے میرے سرکار ہے ایسا نہیں کوئی نہیں کوئی جیسے میرے سرکار ہے نہیں کوئی مترا دی ودھیری ایری کیوں دل نی اداس گنیری ہے لولو وچ شوق جگیری ہے اجنے نن لائی کیوں جڑیا مکھ چند بدن شاشانی ہے مکھ چمکے لانڈ نورانی کالی زلف تے اکھ مستانی ہے مخمور اکی ہن مد بھریا دو برو موس مثال جتا جتنوں کے ندا دے تیر چھٹن لبس ماں کھا کے لالے امن چٹے دند موتی دیا ہن لڑے اے سورت شالا پیش نظر رو وقت نظا تے روزے گشن وچ قبر تے پتی جد گوسی گزر سب کھوٹیاں تھی سد کھڑے اس سورت نو میں جانا کھا جانا کھا کے جانے جگانا کھا سچ آکھا تے رب دی مشانا کھا جت شان تو شانا تو شک سب بنیا سبحان اللہ جیسے میرے سرکار ہے ایسا نہیں کوئی اور تم سا تو ہنسی آنکھ نے دیکھا نہیں کوئی تم سا تو ہنسی لطافت ہے کہ سایا نہیں کوئی نہیں کوئی یہ شان لطافت ہے کہ سایا نہیں کوئی نہیں کوئی جیسے میرے سرکار ہے ایسا نہیں کوئی ابھی تک شب میں दूर से कहती है अभी तक शब मेरा दीदार की ताकत है तो पर्दा नहीं कोई नहीं कोई दीदार की ताकत है तो पर्दा नहीं कोई सरकार की रामत ने मगर खूब नवाजा सरकार की रामत ने मगर खूब नवाजा ये सच के खालिद ये सर है के मुझ जैसा निकम्मा नहीं कोई मैं वो निकम्मा हूँ जिसकी झोली मैं कोई मुसले अमल नहीं गए मगर वो एहसान कर लगे गए खताएं मेरी छुपा छुपा कर ये सर के खालिद सा निकम्मा नहीं कोई नहीं कोई जैसे मेरे सरकार है जैसे मेरे सरकार है ऐसा नहीं कोई ऐसा नहीं
الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم Reviews of Madani Channel الحمد لله عز وجل You are watching Rise and Shine Yes, this morning Masha, what a beautiful kalam you have begun with First after the recitation of the Glorious Quran And mashallah, there was something beautiful which I did wish to say in regards to the Glorious Quran especially what we were listening to today But I thought, Jalla, because we've spoken enough on that we will mention that inshallah another time but my dear viewers we have listened to the beautiful Naat Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wasallam the one the unique the greatest of all mankind there is no second there is nothing like Rasulullah sallallahu alihi wasallam there's not even a shadow of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wasallam never mind second or a person exactly like Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. He was, no doubt about it, my dear viewers. He was one. He was the greatest, is the greatest of all people. Of all people, alhamdulillah. He is the greatest of mankind. He is the peace of our hearts and minds. He is the most generous and kind. He is the most generous and kind. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's so kind, my dear viewers, that even in this day and age, even at this time, we can ask from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and just as the rest of the prophets, just as the shuhada, such people, the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are able to aid us. Yes, they are able to aid us, and this we learn from the Quran and the Ahadith Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So even now you can ask from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or by the means of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Ultimately, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that gives my reviews. Nevertheless, alhamdulillah, we are in a special month. Yes. And this month is really, it is special. It is unique within the glorious Quran. It has been stated that inna iddat ash-shuhuri 'inda Allah isna 'ashara shahran that indeed the number of months with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is 12 there are 12 months my dear viewers fi kitabillahi yawma khalaq as-samawati wal-ard in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala since he created the samawat, the heavens and the earth. Minha arba'atun hurum. From amongst these 12 months. From amongst these 12 months, from them, arba'atun hurum. Four sacred months. From among them, four of them are sacred, is the translation from Kanz al-Iman. ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ. This is the straight, the correct religion. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we all know there are 12 months. In fact, do we all know? Well, I think we would all know there are 12 months. There always has been 12 months, other than some people who decided to change it. But generally, consistently, 12 months have remained. Yes, some people did try changing the calendars. Many people, if you look throughout history, different people did try to change the calendars, even the days of the week. So for example, we have 7, people tried to change it to 10, and there were all sorts of changes which people tried to bring. They thought, no, we're in a new world, we're in a different world, now we're going to change this. No. In the glorious Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us, you know, those people who did try, it's come back to 12 months. It's come back to 7 days. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us in the glorious Quran that with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the number of months is 12, my dear viewers. Beautiful, really, if you just to think about these things. But nevertheless, yes, there are 12 months. Do we know the Islamic months? That's another question. I've done an entire episode just about, well, we know how much does get covered. Just about the Islamic months. For those that do not know, now inshallah we'll mention them. I don't expect you to be able to listen to them once and then be able to memorize them. But inshallah, you will become familiar with them. So there's Muharram, followed by Safar, followed by, I hope I do know myself by the way, followed by Rabi' al-Awwal, and then Rabi' al-Thani, and then Jamad al-Awwal, and Jamad al-Thani, which we've just had last month. So how much is that? I think that's 6. Muharram, Safar, Rabi' al-Awwal, Rabi' al-Akhir, Jamad al-Awwal, Jamad al-Thani. And then, Rajab, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Wow, we are in the month of Rajab. Allahu Akbar, this month right now is the month of Rajab, Sha'ban, Ramadan, Shawwal, Dhul-Qa'dah and Dhul-Hijjah, 12 months. But right now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, wow, so quickly, we are in the 7th month, the month of Rajab. So we have Rajab, which we are in this month, inshallah, which we shall be speaking about today. And then Sha'ban, Rajab, the month of Allah, Shahrullah. Sha'ban, the month of Rasulullah, Shahru Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Ramadan. So inshallah, very soon we shall also be speaking about Ramadan al-Mubarak. Why? Because it's said, my dear viewers, that the scholars, the ulama, it's been mentioned about them, they would prepare for the month of Ramadan 5 months after, 6 months before. Meaning, as soon as the month of Ramadan would leave, the scholars would already be preparing for the next Ramadan to come if they are to be granted it. They would be doing dua, Allahumma, let us do us to do dua, Allahumma balighna Ramadan. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the ability to reach this month, inshallah. 2 months. And inshallah, if we are to be granted death, my dear viewers, may Allah Ta'ala grant us death in the month of Ramadan. Such a holy, such a great month of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the month of Ramadan al-Mubarak, the blessed month of Ramadan. Now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we are in the month of Rajab. And inshallah, very soon this shall be the month of Ramadan. We need to prepare. How can we prepare? Inshallah, we'll speak about this. But being in the month of Rajab, which is the 7th month of the Islamic calendar, the month of Rajab. Well, firstly, what is Rajab? Where does Rajab come from? In fact, I've mentioned the verses of the glorious Quran. It states that there are 12 months, and 4 of these months are sacred. 4 months are sacred. And from amongst these 4 months, which of these 4 months are the sacred months, my dear viewers? The 4 sacred months are Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, Muharram, So these three are together. Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, these are the last 2 months. And then the first month of the new year, Muharram, and the fourth one is Rajab. The fourth one is Rajab, the month we are in now. So these 4 months are sacred. The word Rajab comes from the word Tarjeeb, it has been mentioned. And Tarjeeb refers to honor, it means to honor. And this month has been given many other names. It has been given the name Al-Asab, which means to flow fast. Why? Because the month of mercy, or the flow of mercy, is increased for those people who repent in this month. Really, do you know, my dear viewers, many times we have a month, you know, the end of the year, we really think that, you know, we're going to change ourselves. We're going to bring about a personal revolution in our own lives. We're going to change ourselves for the better. We're going to become better people. If you have that, and basically, what, I don't think it ever works, really. Rarely does it work. We make all these promises, maybe for the first few days it does work. But this is just something which has come to mind, my dear viewers. That the month of Rajab, if you wish to do so, this is the time to do so. Really, this month of Rajab is the time to do so. One thing is that, is what is one of the titles given to this month of Rajab, Al-Asab. Why the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala flows even more in this month. It's given to us in this month especially, in greater amounts, my dear viewers. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showered upon us even more in this month, especially for those who repent. And the first step towards change is acknowledgement. This is part of repentance. Acknowledgement. For you to accept and understand all of those things you've done which were wrong. All of those bad things you've done. For you to understand these. That I have committed such and such sin. I have committed such and such wrongdoing. This is the first part to repentance. You must first acknowledge and accept what you did was wrong. So I have wasted so much time. I have been watching a movie every day, every other day, every week. So you need to think that how have I spent my time throughout the entire year? How have I spent my time? What have I been doing? I've, you know, been lying, I've been harming others, I've broken up with such and such people. I'm no longer talking to my brother, I'm no longer talking to my sister, my parents, my, you know, whoever it is, my cousins, my relatives, I don't speak to nobody no more. I don't speak to this person, I have enmity towards this person. My dear viewers, whatever wrong it was you were doing, I was missing my prayers. All of these things you need to think. Which things have we been doing which are wrong? And we need to acknowledge that these things which I did were wrong, these were bad. I wasted so much time. What is your aim ahead? And the beautiful thing is that if you were to start in this month, then it's not only this month ends, no. Then there's the month of Sha'ban. The month of Sha'ban is a special month too. And then there's the great month of Ramadan al-Mubarak. And my dear viewers, there's something you must understand, is to bring about change in your life. It's not simply doing it for 1 week, doing it for 2 weeks. No, some of the scholars say that if you are able to do something over 40 days, then you would be able to build a habit of that. So let's just say you're waking up late each and every single day. If you were to try to wake up, yes, you must strive yourself. You can't expect, you know, I'm just going to raise my hands and everything's going to be given to me. No, it doesn't work like that. We must strive ourselves. You must work towards it yourself. Start in this month. Why? Because it becomes easier in this month. It becomes easier in this month. It said that one of the names of this month is Shahrul Rajab, a month of stoning. What does it mean by stoning? It means that the devils, the shayateen, they are stoned. For those trying to lead the Muslims astray, trying to make them do wrong, those devils, the shayateen, they are stoned. So one is that the devil, the whisperers, those who make us do bad, remember, this is another point we must understand, is we can't blame them. We can't go on the Day of Judgment and say that, you know, Ya Allah, the reason I did this sin was because of shaitan. He told me to do it. And we understand that this doesn't make sense, my dear. Even nowadays, is it? Or he told me to do it. Does that really make any sense? Does that justify any action? No, this is obvious. It doesn't. Similarly, we can't blame the shayateen. We can't say, they told me to do it, that's why I did it. My dear viewers, we must think for ourselves, we must refrain from sin. So one thing is that we are aided. Why? It is Shahr al-Rajam. It is the month of stoning when the shayateen are stoned. This is one thing. Second, it's a month of mercy, of great mercy being showered upon those people who repent. Another, my dear viewers, another name given to it is Al-Asam. Al-Asam is another name given to this month. And Al-Asam means not hearing, silence, in a way you can say. Silence, mute. Silence. But there's complete quiet. Why? Because even before even the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these 4 months were respected: Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah, Muharram, and Rajab, my viewers. And these are those months which are known as the sacred months. These were sacred. These were sacred even before the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So much so that when people would go to war, whenever they would fight, there would be tribal wars, there would be all sorts of wars. Remember that there is always war. There is no time when there is no war. Even in this day and age, you can see, my dear viewers, that there is no time in the whole of history, you can see, that whatever day you look back to, there will be some sort of war going on, some sort of warfare going on, some sort of killing going on. We can see that whether it's today, whether that was the entire last century, whatever, honestly, whatever day you come about the last century, you'll know that there was this particular war, there was this one, there was this one. And if you were to continue going back in history, there's always war. But Alhamdulillah, my dear viewers, in that those prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who came and taught the people, and amongst many people, this tradition has lasted, has been passed down, and lasted for a very, very long time, that there are 4 sacred months. In these months you cannot fight. In these months there cannot be warfare. In these months there must be peace. There must be peace, my dear viewers. It said so much so that even sometimes a person would see another person who has harmed or even killed his own father, and this person would do nothing to him. Why? People during these months, they respected these months. Now yes, there was some disrespect they used to do. For example, what they would do is they would play about with the months. So as we said that after Jumada Thani, then what do we have? Then we have the month of Rajab. So they would say, oh no, it's Jumada Thani, now let's skip a month. Now let's go to Sha'ban. Next month we'll have Rajab. So sometimes they would play about with the months. But when they would accept the months to be, there would be complete peace, really. They would drop weapons, they would drop their swords, whatever it would be, and there would be peace for this time. Why? These months, indallah, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are known as those months which are sacred months, alhamdulillah. We said that the shaitan, the shayateen, they are stoned. Mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends upon the people, those who are repenting. And my dear viewers, it's a time when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that another reason why this is known as Al-Asam is because even for the previous nations, whenever a nation was destroyed, whenever a nation was completely obliterated, you can say, was punished, they would never be punished during this month. Why? Again, the sanctity of this month. This is the greatness of this month. There would be either a wind, a huge wind, by wind I'm referring to hurricane, strong hurricanes, severe weather conditions, even storms. You know, an entire land being razed and then thrown, and the people being crushed. The flood during the time of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. Everybody being drowned. All sorts of punishments. All sorts of punishments. But never has any nation been punished in the month of Rajab. Allahu Akbar, the sanctity, the greatness, the sacredness of this blessed month. My dear viewers of the channel, let's move to our daily reminder, and then inshallah we shall speak a little more about the month of Rajab. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
If you want to hear any famous personalities throughout the history, there is one name that speaks for itself. Maulana Abdul Rahman Jami, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. On the 23rd of Sha'ban, 817 Hijri, Maulana Jami, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was born in the town of Herat, the province of Jam in Afghanistan. He studied the Quran at a very tender age with his father and the local city. And after the basic studies, traveled to many Islamic cities throughout the whole world, especially at that time when Samarkand was one of the most famous cities where people would come from all over the world. Maulana Abdul Rahman Jami, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, traveled to Samarkand and then many other places to learn the sacred knowledge of the deen. He was also a great poet and filled the hearts of people with the love of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and instilled the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal in many hearts. His poems and writings were a great inspiration to the people he met. Many people accepted Islam on the hands of Maulana Abdul Rahman Jami, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. These people, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, they dedicated their lives for the sake, for the cause of deen. They dedicated their lives and their energy and their money and their wealth, whatever they had, was only for the sake of deen. Today, if we reflect on our lives, we'll find out that today, sadly, not even our money, not even our wealth, not even our health and all our time is dedicated, sadly, for the wealth of this world. Maulana Jami rahmatullahi ta'ala, when we talk about the Ashikane Rasul, his name would become in the list. Maulana Jami rahmatullahi ta'ala, through his knowledge and his poems, Maulana Jami rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, subhanallah, spread the message of Islam throughout the whole world. This great saint of Allah azza wa jal and this great poet and alim, on the 18th of Muharram, 898 Hijri, he died, and today his shrine is in the city of Herat in Afghanistan. May Allah azza wa jal shower his blessings and his mercy upon this great saint of Allah azza wa jal, and may Allah ta'ala give us the ability to follow his footsteps and to preach the message of Islam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. It has been stated that Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that khayratullahi min ash-shuhur shahru rajab wa huwa shahrullah, that the most favorite month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from amongst the months is the month of Rajab, wa huwa shahrullah, and this is the month of Allah. The Shahri Rajab, the month of Rajab, is the month of Allah. And it has also been stated that مَنْ عَذَّمَ شَهْرَ رَجَبْ فَقَدْ عَذَّمَ أَمْرَ اللَّهِ, that he who has revered, respected and honored this month, he has honored the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ عَذَّمَ أَمْرَ اللَّهِ, and he who has honored the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, adkhalahu jannatin na'im, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him entrance into Jannah. وَأَوْجَبَ لَهُ رِضْوَانَهُ الْأَكْبَرُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes one thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants a person entrance into Jannat, Na'im. Into Jannah, the Jannah of Na'im, the blessed Jannah, the blessed gardens. And he makes necessary for him what? His pleasure. Allahu Akbar. The month of Rajab, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. And in fact, it said that once during the time of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, there was a man who loved this woman. He loved this woman, and he loved her so much that he kidnapped her. Allahu Akbar. Strange. This person was not a believer. Remember, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to every one of his prophets, we accept those, we believe in those. We believe in every single one of those. But none of them continue to exist. None of them remain. There is none in this day and age. They have been completely changed again and again, edited, interpolated, fabricated, whatever you wish to use. That this is exactly what happened. People, as they wished, as they desired, they changed it. They thought, no, we'll bring this in, this sounds good. Oh no, let's remove this. Why? Just because they do not like it. Allahu Akbar, no particular reason, no good reason. Things would be changed, my dear viewers. No, but we do accept the original, that which was the book which was given to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the Torah, the actual Torah. We do accept the actual Zabur given to, who is it given to? Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. We do accept the original Injil which was given to Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So yes, we accept those. They're all the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what we have today is the glorious Quran. And subhanAllah, this strange that somebody the other day, they said to me that, and mashallah, this person, he says to me regularly, you know, which book shall I read? We'll give him some book to read. But he said the other day, he said to me that, you know, what can I read about to learn about other religions? And I think, how much do you know about your own religion yet that you want to go into reading other religions? This is a problem we face, my dear viewers. Really, it's a problem we face. We think we need to learn about every religion. Why? How much do you even know about your own religion? Why do you want to go searching into other religions when you've not even learned nothing yet? Learn about your own deen. Learn about your own deen, and under a scholar you can ask questions, etc. Alhamdulillah, the scholars, yes, the scholars of Islam, alhamdulillah, they are well learned, not only in Islamic teachings, but in other teachings too, alhamdulillah. They are, my dear viewers. This is not something that we should dwell into or wish to read about other things. And no, learn about your own deen first. It's very important. You must learn about your own religion. You must learn about the glorious Quran, the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you can never say, oh, I've read it all, I know it all. Honestly, because I can show you that there's no way you have. Nevertheless, my dear viewers, what were we talking about? Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, a great prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, amongst the greatest of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an individual who shall return to the world. Yes, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he has not died, especially for the children out there. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ. They did not kill him. They did not crucify him. He was not killed, he was not crucified. He was raised to the heavens, my dear viewers. And as it says, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, towards the end of time, he shall return. This is what we must understand. So during the time of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, this is what, it was a random person, a non-believer. He was in love with a woman and he decided, I find it strange, that's why I keep repeating this. I find it quite, Allahu Akbar, strange, weird. He was in love with a person, this woman, and he kidnaps this woman. And when, upon having kidnapped her, he takes her back to, you know, well, wherever he took her to. And then what happened is he heard calls about the moon being sighted. He heard calls about the moon being sighted. This is why it refers to the entrance, the beginning of a new month. And he says to the woman he has kidnapped, he's asking her, now he says, I have seen these people. I have seen these people. And they keep talking about the new moon. Why do they keep talking about the new moon? Is there a new month which is to begin? And she says, yes, there's a new month. We are now in a new month. So he asks her, he says, okay, so which month is it? He has no idea. He says, which month is it that we are going to? And this woman, she replies, the one that he's kidnapped, the one that he loves and he's kidnapped, she says to him, she's teaching, she's telling him, it's the month of Rajab. Now when he hears that it's the month of Rajab, then what does he do? He releases her. Why? Out of respect for this month. Out of respect for this month, the month of Rajab, my dear viewers. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam to go and to meet that person. And Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he goes and he informs him about the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and why he has come to him. And then it said that that person, his heart, it shines with the nur of Islam. That person, he accepts Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam as the prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He accepts Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the one and only God, the one and only Lord. Hazrat Isa as the prophet only. The prophet, alhamdulillah. This was their belief. This is our belief. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, yes, he's amongst the greatest of prophets. But he is only a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the last and final prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the greatest of all prophets. Alhamdulillahi azza wa jal. My dear viewers, let's move to our daily hadith sharif. And then inshallah, hopefully we shall be joined by our guest. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah azza wa jal, today I will mention to you a hadith regarding the five pillars of Islam and the importance of the five pillars of Islam. This hadith is narrated by Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala said, Buniya al-Islamu ala khamsin. The Islam is made up of five things. Shahadati an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Number one, testifying that there is no God except Allah and indeed Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger. Wa iqam as-salah. Number two, establishing salah. Wa ita al-zakah wal-hajj. Number three, performing zakat. And number four, performing hajj. وَصَوْمِ رَمَضَانَ. And number five, fasting in Ramadan. And this hadith has been narrated in Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim. And this hadith in similar wordings has also been narrated by Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, also in Bukhari and Muslim. Now in regards to the narrator, Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his real name is Abdullah ibn Umar, and he is a very, very well-known narrator of hadith. In total, he has narrated up to 2,630 hadiths. Regarding the character of Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha said in regards to this that no one followed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in so much detail as much as Hazrat Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu followed the Prophet. And he was well known for one special characteristic, which was he used to do Qiyamul Layl a lot. I read namaz at night, establish salah at night a lot. Now moving on to the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is resembling the religion of Islam towards a roof and ceiling. And this roof and ceiling is held up in such a way by five things, five pillars. And what are them? The five pillars of Islam, i.e. shahadat, salah, sawm, hajj and zakat. And this building is held up in such a way that if one of these five pillars are missing, then the full building will collapse. The same thing with your religion. If one of these five pillars are missing, you will exit the fold of Islam, or you will enter into the fold of Islam. So that's why these five pillars are so important, and acting upon them is necessary. And now in regards to the five pillars, if someone wants to strengthen that structure and make it even more firm, then the same way with the pillars, if you want to make it more solid, the five pillars, if you act upon them and you do the things that are necessary for them, that building will be more firm and more stronger. Now, in regards to all five, number one, shahadat, i.e. testifying, so you have iman. Number two, iqam al-salah. What does this mean? It means establishing salah and reading it correctly as well. It's not just reading it correctly as well. Number three, and number four are linked, because zakat and hajj are only necessary upon them people who meet the requirement. So whoever meets the requirement is necessary to fulfill this farz. If you don't meet the requirements, then it's not necessary. And the first one, when the month of Ramadan comes, it's necessary to fast. And in regards to when these were made farz, salah was made farz before Hijrat on the night of Miraj, and fasting and zakat were made farz in the second year after Hijrat, and Hajj was made farz in the ninth year after Hijrat. So I do dua to Allah Azza wa Jal that we all act upon these five pillars of Islam and we establish our religion as much as we can. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. My dear viewers, Alhamdulillah, عز وجل. You are watching Rise and Shine. That was, mashallah, the daily hadith sharif by our Danyal Madani sahib. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him, mashallah. My dear viewers, topic for today is in regards to the month of Rajab. And as I did say that this month is really, it's a month to change. It's a month to change. Why? Because subsequent to the month of Rajab, mashallah, we have another such a blessed month, the month of Sha'ban. Other than the month of Ramadan, and there's many ahadith sharif like this, which state in the books of ahadith sharif, which state that the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they say, for example, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, she says that I have never seen Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam fast a month other than Ramadan more than he fasts in the month of Sha'ban. So in fact, this is another thing which has just come to mind, that those from amongst us who are very young, and they, now it's said that you should begin to fast, if possible, by around about the age of 7, you should try to fast. In the United Kingdom, this is quite difficult. The reason being, our hours are very, very long. The fasting hours are very, very long, but gradually they are becoming shorter. But this is not very, very easy, my dear. It's not easy, I'll admit. I'll say it's not so easy. But remember that, and this would, many of you would have experienced this, the first day you find the fast very hard. The second day, you probably find it even more difficult. Third day, even more difficult. But as some time passes, when you're in by the first week or so, generally you will find that fasting has become easier. But my dear viewers, what happens is gradually you get used to it. So if a person, or if we never fast throughout the entire year, my dear viewers, we never keep a fast. And then when the time of Ramadan comes, it becomes very, very difficult for us. So one thing we can do is begin now. So fast one day, and then, or even twice a week. Let's see if you could do this. Fast twice a week, inshallah, azzawajal. From this week, so let's just say you fast tomorrow. Fast and miss out a few days, and then fast another day. On Saturday, let's just say. It's good if possible if you can fast on a Monday and a Thursday. So there's a Monday, one day, you miss out a few days, you're going to Thursday. Try to fast on a Monday and Thursday. So now by fasting, your stomach, generally you'd get used to fasting. And especially for those who are young,
And now let's just say, now they need to fast. Let's just say fasting has become obligatory upon them. They are mature now. They are legally adults in Islam. They are considered adults. Then fasting is farz. You have to fast. It's not an option. Even though some people may be or may think they're young. It's not really young if you become mature. But those people would find it difficult. Maybe they've never fasted that much before. So they can practice now, fast a bit now. And honestly, you get used to it. There are many people who only eat one meal a day. They eat one meal a day. Many people only eat two meals. We're just used to eating three meals. Although if you look back in history, people never ate three meals. People would never eat three meals. No, this is just this last century, you can say. I'm not saying I don't eat three meals, by the way, my dear people. But this is not something which is good. We've just got into this system of we need breakfast and then lunch and then supper. No, who says you need it? The less food we eat is better. We need to prepare for the blessed month of Ramadan al-Mubarak, which is coming, my dear viewers. So fast, begin your fast now. And when you fast, it allows you to control many other things, many other sins. So for example, let's just say a person, he generally swears. Now if he is fasting, everything he will be careful about. He will read his prayers. He'll think, you know, I need to read my prayers. He will read his prayers. Why? He's fasting. When he is fasting, he won't be swearing. When he is fasting, he won't speak as much. He'll stay a little more quiet. He'll say less words. Which means that most of the time, remember, most of what we say is bad. The majority of times you contemplate over it, really. Just think, even for one day, try to think of everything you say or everything you would be about to say. And think, was that useful or was it useless? So a person would be thinking, he would be contemplating over these things. He may even take out a tasbih and begin to praise, to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to recite subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah. Do the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Recite the Ruh Sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. A person would regularly do such things. Why? Just because it's fasting. So my dear viewers, please make it a habit, inshallah azza wa jal, to begin your fast now so that you can get used to fasting, inshallah azza wa jal. Now my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we do have a long awaited guest, somebody mashallah, who has finally joined us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless this person. I don't think any of you would have guessed who he was, because he's not joined us in quite some time. This is none other than, mashallah, not from Malawi, from South Africa, our respected and honorable Maulana Tabriz Sahib. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Mashallah, Tabriz bhai, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, ala kulli hal, mashallah. Shabazz bhai, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal. Very, very nice to hear from you. But we are limited on our time, mashallah. You decided to come at a brilliant time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. The month of Rajab, we've spoken, you know, quite lengthy in regards to the month of Rajab itself. Just any general advice, Tabriz bhai? You know, your mashallah pearls of wisdom, something which we rarely get to hear.
We should please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepare for the month of Ramadan. There's so many different virtuous actions we can do to prepare for the month of Ramadan al-Kareem. We know the virtues, we know the blessings and the essence of this month, right? But Shabazz, I think a starting point would be here is that once you, of course, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the other hand, we make a sincere intention for repentance. Because in the month of Ramadan al-Kareem, you know, there are so many ahadith that speaks about if the month of Ramadan has come and a person has not yet been forgiven despite having the month of Ramadan, then this person is, you know, an unfortunate and unlucky person. Mm-hmm. So making sincere tawbah, Shabazz bhai, will be a turning point in our lives in order to make our Ramadan al-Kareem a blessed one. So let's ask Allah Azza wa Jal to grant barakah and blessings in the month of Rajab and Shaban and allow us to meet and see the month of Ramadan al-Kareem.
MashaAllah, Tabriz bhai, honestly, I would love to have you on much longer, but it seems, mashallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and jazakallahu khairah for joining us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Good evening, brothers. Inshallah, that was our respected Maulana Tabriz Sahib. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep him forever happy, mashallah, azzajal. Today, viewers, we shall be, if Allah ta'ala wills, we shall be returning tomorrow with another topic. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end.